From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Now that the ICC has laid down the law about South Africa, what do the players and managers think? And will the ICC's decision stop England players going to South Africa?
There's at least seven or eight of players in the current England side who have signified their assent to go if they're asked, if the money's right, because they're sick and tired of political interference.
There's a special report from the Joint Assembly meeting in Barbados, and of course our regular financial roundup. I'm Jerry Timmins, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Managers and players are now beginning to react to the ICC's decision to ban from international cricket anyone who plays or coaches in South Africa after April the 1st. The decision was welcomed today by the president of the West Indies Cricket Board, Clyde Walcott.
I think we're quite happy. I think one of the main things is, that, of course, I believe that everyone at ICC achieved the objective, and that is to preserve and maintain the unity and continuity of international cricket.
Mr. Walcott said he had not been in touch with the players as yet, but thought they too would be pleased with the result.
I believe that they will be happy with the decision because, after all, their livelihoods is at stake. And if no decision was arrived at and the situation got worse, then there would be little international cricket.